Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Lifetime Christmas movies.
I'm Patrick, and I am a Lifetime movie expert.
I'm Dan, and I despise Lifetime Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Lifetime on Cork podcast. A little Christmas groove, Christmas move for you. Yes, chef. Fire.
Hands.
All right, that's all. Those are all the terms.
We chefed
so hard. Patrick, did you watch The Bear, the television show?
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Of course, I love The Bear.
Also, for now on, in this episode, anytime someone's going to say yes or no, you got to say chef afterwards. That's the rules.
Oh, damn. I'm going to be so bad at this. Yes, chef, I did see The Bear.
Thank you, chef.
Did you feel like for a short time you wanted to, like, not be one of the cooks or the chef, but be the person that was seeing, like, I wanted to run a restaurant briefly after that. Like, just go in and be like, we did it, gang, and then walk out. That's all I wanted to do.
Is there a more stressful job than the guy that's like, what is it called? Where there's standard.
It's Expo is what. Expo, but they don't call it that in the show.
Yeah.
But like, usually
Antonio runs it sometimes at his restaurants. And he's like, it's the best. And I'm like, you're just different than
me. I would love to do that.
I'd be like, that'd be fun. I'd be the one locking myself in the freezer. I'm like, I can't deal with this right now.
No chef.
No chef. It's the Expo chef.
Yeah. I'm feeling great, Brian. Thanks for asking.
You sound great, buddy. I can't believe you're still dealing with this. This has been almost a week into this.
It's a week now. I probably should get it checked out.
You should get it checked out.
It's almost like we recorded all these in 24 hours.
I don't think so. Yeah. That doesn't sound accurate. Patrick, Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
Merry Christmas. I survived the Nutcracker, so I'm very excited.
Congratulations on surviving the Nutcracker. I know that's always a big feat, and so congratulations.
Yeah. Can't wait for a relaxing Christmas now. And then I'm in France for New Year's.
Ooh, fancy France, New Year. When do you fly out?
Day after Christmas.
Wow. Are you going solo? Are you going with some friends?
My family, we're going to a wedding in Nice.
Wow.
Man, I get invited to like weddings up in Pickens. I don't get invited to France weddings. I don't want to go to Pickens.
Yeah, who does? And we love Pickens.
Yeah. I have international relatives.
You are international. I've always said that about you.
I do have a question. The last time we talked, you were going to spend Thanksgiving at someone's house, some mansion. I believe the old woman's name was like Gampy or Gummy or something.
Yeah, you were going to Gampy's mansion with an ex, I believe.
Yeah,
that was the last time
we talked.
How'd that go?
Oh, wow. Oh, you guys have missed a lot.
All right, fill us in.
Well, the owner of the mansion died.
What?
Not on Thanksgiving, right?
No.
Bunny died?
Bunny's husband died.
Oh, yeah. No.
I know. It's not.
When did Bunny's husband die in relation to Thanksgiving?
Probably like 2 or 3 days after.
Whoa, the turkey killed him.
It was his last Thanksgiving, so I got to be there. So that was very exciting.
Do you think he finally met you and he was like, this is it. I got nothing. Like, this was another check off the bucket list. I'm good to go.
You know, I think he was waiting for that. Apple pie a la mode. That's all he kept talking about the whole time.
Really? Was he a nice fellow? Could you do a quick obituary?
What was his name? Yosemite Sam? What was his name?
Yes, his name was Yosemite Sam. His name was Tom.
Tom and Bunny.
Not as fun as Bunny. Yes, and if I had to eulogize, I'd say I think he worked on the railroad or something. So
he's got that railroad money. That's how he got the mansion.
And you know what?
He worked on the railroad all the little long day. R.I.P. to Tom.
Railroad guys have seen some stuff.
They have seen some stuff. They have.
The railroad guys like get their legs cut off and they're just like, I still got to finish this rail.
This took a turn. I feel like we were all above board with Tom's death until this.
I'm not saying Tom. I'm just saying
railroad guys get their legs cut off.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
By the train.
Is it like the 1860s?
I know a guy. I knew a guy. He's since passed as well.
R.I.P. Tom.
Who worked on the railroad who lost his leg and hid all of his money under his bed.
So you're basing your entire opinion of all railroad guys on this one guy you met while time traveling to the Gilded Age.
Yes.
There can't be that many railroad guys left.
No, no, there can't be.
Can't be. Yeah. Especially after we lose Tom. Yeah. We're losing to one of the good ones. I assume so. I don't know. I've never met Tom.
Well, at least he got to have a meal with his family.
Rest in peace, Tom. Alma. That's exactly right. But how did it go? You know, Thanksgiving, the ex is there. There is obviously an indoor pool, so that was a big win, I'm sure.
No romance. No romance. Okay. I'm still waiting to go home and meet my hometown hunk.
You said that you have so much to tell us. You got my hopes up.
Well, it was that someone died that was at dinner.
Yeah.
That was pretty
But if that doesn't bring people together, I don't know what does. It's just one of those things. It's one of those things. All right, whatever you say. Was it a good Thanksgiving, though?
Very good. Very good, yes. Good.
Anyone die at your Thanksgiving?
No.
Great.
All alive and well.
All alive
and accounted for. Correct? Yes.
Good. Aaron's still here? Great. All right, let's talk about Yes Chef.
Yes Chef.
Yes Chef Christmas. Who's in it?
Yes Chef. Christmas stars Tia Mowry.
Yeah.
And that's it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
she plays all the parts.
Of notable name. Oh, and Buddy the weird chef.
Oh, the cake boss.
Yes. Who is acting his little heart out this movie.
This is his very first acting job.
You don't say.
And you know, we all got to start somewhere.
We absolutely do.
Yep.
We absolutely do.
His role is a cake maker. So it's not a big stretch.
Yes.
Isn't the cake boss Duff from Ace of Cakes?
No, Duff is his own thing.
Duff's
Duff is Duff.
Duff's the Ace of Cakes.
He's the Ace of Cakes.
And the cake boss is different than the Ace of Cakes.
Absolutely. Duff is Duff.
Yeah, I'm tracking. We're good.
Cake Boss is from Jersey he's strong with his like accent, like where he's just like, thanks for calling me.
You sure that wasn't a choice acting wise?
I don't think it was a choice. No, I don't think he was making a lot of choices. Yeah. I don't think he was making a lot of choices. All right, let's go. What's going on in this movie? You and I watched it, but I'll let you take the lead.
We did. So the movie begins with a Culinary Institute of Chicago. So, great place. Tia Mowry is a part-time instructor, and her students, her job assignment is to, like, make a delicacy from your, like, home country or whatever, and write a paper. And I thought writing a paper was so rude to do to culinary students. They're supposed to just be cooking. They don't need to write a paper.
That's tough.
That's the reason why I failed driver's ed in high school, because this joker kept giving us papers to write about driving. And I'm like, I got other stuff to write about that I actually have to. I'm not going to write about paper like 3-point turns. Like, just relax.
I would say a paper for culinary school makes more sense than a paper for driver's
ed. Yeah, I was enraged.
That's brutal.
I was enraged. It's the only time I ever got a D in a class.
You got a D in driver's
ed? I got a D in driver's ed. Even though I passed the final exam where, you know, you actually had to drive, I couldn't get my license. I had to do it later.
Wow.
Yeah. All because I didn't write enough essays.
On principle.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there you go. You would hate Tia's class.
I would.
So she also has a father. We learned she's adopted, and they're still struggling because the mom passed away, kind of like Tom, very suddenly and recently. So,
yes, mom
seemed unnecessary.
Yeah, mom loved Christmas. Mom died right before last Christmas, and so they get to Christmas and they decide we're going to take the season off, and then this year. Tia whips out the list of things. Did you notice what all the things on the list? It's like traditions, mom's traditions, and it's like cut down a tree, make food together. It's like things that every family does. Classic. But mom wrote it down before she died so that they wouldn't forget, and signs it, love mom, XOXO. Traditions, you know, finding a tree, cooking together, singing, doing Christmas karaoke. All right.
No will, classic. Just the Christmas list.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. I don't really care what you do with my money as long as you follow my Christmas traditions, such as getting a Christmas tree.
So
something
we meet
fresh.
Our handsome chef, Logan Forrest, he is the face of this culinary holiday competition put on by a family called the Kringles. They're Jamaican, and they do like a cook-off every year. Yes.
There is a Jamaican family in Chicago with the last name Kringle.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Fair. And they put this thing on every year, and Logan Forrest is going to be a mentor, but his person he's being a mentor to drops out because they got a job, and he is they have to find somebody to replace this person, right?
Yes, yeah, they do, right. And he's not really like he's bummed about that because he felt like he had someone that was really going to be special, and this is an invite only competition.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So
yeah,
they're now like trying to figure out who they're going to get. Who do you think they're going to get? Do you think it's going to be Tia?
Ooh, I think it might be Tia.
We'll see.
I can write you a paper.
So Tia is grading the papers at a bar and, drinking some wine, having a nice night.
You know how you grade your culinary papers in a bar? I know I do.
I would.
Absolutely. You got to get in the vibe, the culinary vibe.
Yeah, that's where I grade papers. I don't need complete silence to grade, not me.
So Logan wants the booth she's at because he's meeting some investors or something, and he's like, hey, can I have this booth? I'll buy you a bottle of wine and some sweet potato fries and we'll be good to go. And she's like, no chef, I cannot.
No chef.
Oh boy.
And that's a pretty, I feel like, a relatively fair offer for a booth.
Yeah.
A bottle of wine, sweet potato. Anything more, it seems.
But depending on the bottle of wine, it could be a really great offer.
Could be a great offer.
That's or a terrible one if you're getting a bottle barefoot.
I mean, don't knock it. But she's all.
Do you like barefoot wine?
No, I hate wine in general. Okay. But
are you a barefoot wine?
You guys are missing sweet potato fries, the most important.
Yeah, the sweet potato fry. Like, Matt, if they came over to me with truffle fries.
Oh, forget it. Yeah.
I mean, you throw some have my booth.
On those bad boys?
Have my booth. You can do whatever you want with my booth as long as I get to eat my fries. But we do find out that along. She does have the papers with her, but what she's really doing is she is signing up for a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100%
Jamaican.
Before leaving, she does eventually like decide to give up the table or something. She quickly signs up for the thing, and then she walks outside, and apparently outside of this particular restaurant there is a wishing fountain.
Okay. Oh, we're bringing magic into the mix. I didn't see it coming.
And so if you make a wish, it'll come true. And she wishes to find where she really came from.
Okay. Looking for her identity.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
We don't really know she's adopted, do we? I mean, I guess from the DNA test, but took me a while to figure that one out.
Yeah, man.
Adopted? I don't know. So the next day we are at a food pantry. Tia works at a food pantry and she, serves the food for the people coming in. They're not necessarily homeless. It wasn't a homeless shelter.
I'm not really sure what it is either, but what I do know is that she doesn't just serve it. She's crafting the food for whatever this is. And she takes it very seriously. She this is like where she makes food now. She doesn't work in a restaurant. Yeah. She like makes food for the shelter. And so
senior center, according to the comments.
Senior center. Great.
Also in the comments, it says that both of Tia's parents were white in the movie. So that would have been maybe clue one that she was adopted. Mm-hmm.
You never know.
You do.
You never know.
It does because. Well, when do we first see it? Like, when do we first see a picture of her mom? Like, obviously, her dad is white. We do meet him very early, but I did feel like it was pretty clear, but I don't remember what gave it away. But God bless you.
Right. At this elderly place or whatever we're calling it.
Yes, it is called an elderly place.
Yeah, that's what they like to be. Yeah, it's what elderly folks prefer. Is go to the elderly center. Place.
The elderly place. Yeah.
Shady Pines, Ma. This guy, William, walks in. He is a Jamaican man, and he has a photo of Tia. And on the back, it has, like, her name and her age. And he, like, looks at it and looks at her, and he's like, haha, I'm in the right place. He walks up. he gets a plate of food and he's like talking to her about if she cooked it or whatever. And then he goes and eats it. He's like, oh, this is really good.
Yeah. And then his wheels starts a turning. You can see him going, this is really good.
Yeah. Ooh, I've got an idea.
I've got an idea. Because this William is the dad of Mrs. Kringle. And so he obviously is in the loop that they need somebody, needs somebody to fill this spot. And so he comes up with this idea. Hey, I found somebody, amazing food down at the elderly place. We won't talk about that, but amazing. I think this is maybe your person.
Yeah. And Tia has no idea that anyone's submitting her. So she's like talking to Cake Boss on the laptop. All his scenes are on a laptop.
Yes. Not true. He shows up at the end.
Oh, you're right. He does show up at the end.
Thank God.
Like, get out of here, Cake Boss.
You're supposed to be on the screen, not in real life.
Oh, and he, speaking of cake, he has like caked on makeup. Like he's looking wild.
Bada bing, bada boom. Caked up makeup. Cake Boss.
And, you know, we're not going to go too hard on
Cake Boss. Are you auditioning to play Cake Boss?
It's just, you know, and just in case. Just in case.
I don't want to go too hard on Cake Boss, but he's the worst actor I've ever seen.
I'd hate to see what you would say if you were going hard on Cake Boss.
I don't want
to
go hard on this guy, but he's terrible. Just awful.
I'm not super familiar with Cake Boss. And so to Patrick's point, when he first came on screen, I was like, what is happening? I do feel like this guy has a face. So I had to Google it. And I was like, oh, it's Cake Boss. That's how he got this role. Because if it's just a normal actor, you're like, what's happening?
I would submit that maybe the worst actors on the planet might be non-acting on-air TV personalities.
Yeah, like the Discovery Plus movies, so like Bobby Flay trying to act, Duff trying to act.
They're so used to staring at the camera and having this specific stage direction that's built around knowing where the camera is. Actors are not supposed to know where the camera is for a lot of what they do. And so it's very, very unnatural. So I can only imagine if he was bad on top of that.
Luckily for Cake Boss, he does get to talk directly into a webcam for most of the movie. And it does not.
You know, doesn't help.
Does not help him. But God bless you for trying.
Doing my best to help out Cake Boss after Patrick's over there.
Let's help out. Let's help us out with some extra cake money. I don't know, man. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. It's cake money. Not exclusively just for news. Cake.
The cake money came through. Good. We are good to
it's
eat
not
cake again.
Only
we
for eat cake
every day here.
We do.
And that is our bar for if we can stay open.
Yeah. If we can't stop buying cake every day, if we can't afford a daily cake, then we need to shut the thing down.
Yeah. Very minimum.
So thank you to everyone for supporting.
BrambleGymPlus.com. You can support the cake habit.
We don't even eat the cake, really. Yeah, we just most days
throw it around.
We buy like little dinkers. Yeah. Like a little bunt.
Mm. I don't really like cake unless it's great, and we can't afford great cakes.
Yeah, we can only afford. Bad. But we can do it, and that's
cake money.
Ice cream cake. Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah,
yeah. For that. I like ice cream cake. Yeah. Anywho, Cake Boss.
Okay, so Tia. Finds out she's getting on this show or whatever, the contest. And she's like, oh, this is so weird. I wonder who submitted me. Oh, well, I'm going to go. And she meets her competition. They're from very fancy schools and worked at very fancy restaurants.
And they immediately are like, where did you train? What restaurants have you worked at? And she is self-taught and hasn't worked in a restaurant
in
years.
She's insecure a little bit about it.
Yeah, so she's like a little bit like she doesn't want to talk.
She's basically Rachel Ray.
Yep.
She's basically Rachel Ray.
The dog food lady?
No, Rachel Ray had a cooking show for years.
I only know her for her dog food.
Are you serious?
That's a generation gap.
30-minute meals. I never watched it. I still know what it was. It was such a big deal.
Guys, I know who Rachel Ray is.
You finally.
I have a fun DVD.
Okay. You haven't known anything.
She's the dog food lady. Yeah. It was an interesting pivot, I will say that.
It's chored overstreet.
Should I get in the dog food biz?
She loves dogs, man.
Hey, it makes sense. So Tia is partnered up with Logan. She's mortified, of course, because he's the guy from the bar. And he's like, let's meet at 9 a.m. And she's like, all right, whatever, dude.
Yes,
and he's
chef.
Like, excuse me. And then she's like, yes, chef.
Uh-huh.
Yes, chef.
We need to earn this title. So I'm going to need you to say yes, chef, as much as possible. Tia.
Right. And he tests her right away. He gives her like a 45 minute test, and there's only three ingredients allegedly, but there's way more than three ingredients.
Yeah.
And she sears some salmon.
Salmon?
No, I was reading it.
Is that your excuse?
I was reading it. It looked like salmon.
It's not as bad.
If I'm reading it, it's not bad that I said salmon.
Yeah. I say salmon in real life. But when I'm reading it, sometimes,
it's a homonym.
It snuck through the filter there.
Yep. Yeah.
It's salmon.
Salmon.
She roasts vegetables. And Logan is not impressed. He is like, this is garbage. You're a terrible chef.
But here's the thing. She's also not impressed with him because she's like, you're supposed to be my mentor, and you're over here trying to make me prove myself to you.
Right.
Like, you should be getting me ready for the competition. Right. I don't need to prove myself to you, Logan.
Mm-hmm. And she storms out.
I will say the food didn't look great. So I'm actually maybe on Team Logan here.
Yeah. No. She comes back the next day. She's got a bag of groceries, and she's like, watch this. Yes, chef. And
she is made yes, chef.
Playing the role of Tia Mowry, yeah. Patrick Serrano.
Yeah.
And she makes like a very rare surf and turf.
Rare. It's hard to find, or like it's a rare steak.
It's rare steak and rare tuna.
Well, yeah, rare tuna, of course. Rare steak. Interesting. All right, cool.
Yeah, both are very... I put a picture on my blog. You could see it. So Logan.
Oh, and there's popcorn involved. That's right.
What?
Yeah.
Is it chopped?
I thought she was going to make like some ceviche or something, but...
Oh, wow. No. That is rare steak.
It's rare steak. But and he's like, the popcorn with the something or other, really... And I'm like, all right.
Yeah. No one's ever said that.
Yes,
no one's
chef.
Ever. That's not true. Logan wants to start over. He promises to be on his best behavior. And they go to the Christmas market in Chicago, the Kris Kringle market. And
different Kringles.
Taste some Chicago food.
Do they nail that?
No, it's just like Christmas stuff, you know, like cocoa.
Oh, Chicago food, cocoa, of course.
Right. And she talks a little bit about growing up and being bullied for being adopted and being biracial, and how cooking like helped her through the tough times, like the middle school times.
It was a nice scene.
You get to know her a little bit. And then that's when I was like, she's adopted?
How far into the movie are we?
40 maybe? 40 okay. minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lifetime does a weird thing where they do like a 30-minute stretch and then they do like a 20-minute commercial break.
Yeah, classic.
I love that for them.
It's the good stuff.
Tia and Logan have a cook-off for Viola Kringle. She's the Tia's mom, but it's a secret. And
okay. Pat, you just spoiled the movie.
So her biological mom is the Mrs. Kringle?
No.
No, back off, Dad.
You mean Rachel Ray, the dog food lady?
The dog food lady is her mom.
I would never.
I'm so sorry. I thought we already established that.
You sure hadn't.
Anyways, spoiler.
I mean, I think you could get there.
Well, but, no, I'm there. I'm there now. I'm there. I'm here.
She's a dog and she makes dog food now.
So Tia wins and she gets to the cook-off with her mentor, and she gets to pick what they do. They go to this Christmas karaoke. They sing, they have a great time, and she like gets out the list and like crosses it off, and she explains that her mom has this list and thanks him for helping her, and he's like, that's a really nice tradition and blah blah blah, and you know, I didn't have that with my family because my dad died when I was really young and blah blah blah.
Nothing brings people together like death. Just ask Bunny. Yeah. Guys, come on.
That is tough.
That was tough. He lived a full life. He didn't have a leg. He's fine.
He is. What?
He worked on the railroad. He didn't have a leg.
He's up in the big apple pile of mud in the sky.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely. So they do other Christmassy things like a Christmas tree decorating and a Christmas game night.
Yep.
And that's when Tia meets all the Kringles. There's like a brother and a sister bear and, you know, the whole thing.
Yes.
Papa Bear. The interesting thing of note, Mama Bear and Papa Bear are a biracial couple.
They sure are.
Interesting. Huh, I wonder.
That is, you know, it's interesting. Dots,
but I'm still lost.
It's interesting. I'm sure there's nothing to that.
No,
but
not at all.
Especially since Tia laid it out for us that she is indeed biracial. She told us to.
Patrick laid it out for us. Laid it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Well.
So Tia and Logan talk a little about why she doesn't work in a restaurant. And she said she lost her confidence after a bad experience with a chef.
Yeah.
And like bullying and like toxic kitchen culture.
So what happened was her mom got sick. And the day that she finds out that her mom got sick, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Patrick.
I didn't write this down.
Okay. She goes into work and a food critic shows up that day.
Oh boy.
And her head is just not in the game. She just found out that her mom is dying.
Oh man.
And so she goofed up the meal.
She done goofed it up.
Gets a bad review for the restaurant, and the restaurant ends up closing down. And so she feels like that's all her fault. Basically the head chef told her that it was all her fault. And so she just doesn't have any desire to get back into the kitchen in that regard.
Got nothing.
Because of that experience. And who can blame her? You're not going to get that type of hostility at the elderly place.
Right. And then we get a baking montage with the cake boss guy.
Ooh, thank goodness.
Yeah, we do.
Thank goodness.
Cake boss.
Does he go through the whole montage, or at some point does he like go to a break?
Oh, I think he does go to a break, and so do we. Cake money. Give me that chocolate cake. So they're at the party, right? And she gets an email with the DNA test results. So 100%. she is at the Kringle house.
At the Kringle house.
Yep.
And she gets it. So she goes and
says, your last name's Kringle.
She goes to read. Well, here's how it happens. She goes to read the DNA test results on the staircase, as you do. And it tells her what she is made up of. Like, you know, Jamaican, et cetera.
Yeah.
Jamaican.
Sugar, spice.
It talks about her ethnic origin.
Sure. I mean, yeah, to each. And she,
what are you
made
up of?
I couldn't be whiter. So she's like, oh, Jamaican, that's interesting, all that good stuff. And then she sees Familia Matches. Is that how you would say that?
Familia Matches.
Familial
Matches. And William's face pops up. And she begins to put it together. Like that, this guy who came to the elderly place is my grandpa. And she's like, what is going on there? And then William shows up at the family night. And she realizes that he is Grandpa Kringle. And it all clicks in for her. And she's like freaks out. And she's like, I gotta go. I gotta go. She doesn't say anything. She isn't like, gotta go, mama. Like she like says, I can't talk about this.
Exactly.
So the parents are still in the dark about this.
Correct.
They don't know any
more
of this.
Fair. Yeah.
And William later talks to Tia and he's like, I hired a PI. I did every DNA test you could do to try to like find a familial match. And I was hoping one day we would find you. And my daughter doesn't know that I did this, but she gave you up for adoption.
Yeah.
She couldn't.
Classic.
And one little fun fact about William is he had done all these DNA tests and all this stuff. He goes and he makes a wish in the fountain. And then and the next day he gets the ding, hey, you have a match, because she finally did the DNA test and she made her wish. The wishes are all copacetic.
Nope.
And I don't think we're giving the Christmas wish enough credit. Like, this is a waiter walking around with what is it called? A button bag, and just like going up to tables and being like, do you want to make a wish?
Yes.
They get a little coin.
You need a special coin, apparently. But that doesn't. Let's give it up for the button bag. Let's
give it up for the button bag.
Yeah. Now, you boys both looked at each other when I said button bag, like, what's a button bag?
I've never heard of one in my life.
I like the term, though.
It's where you put all your buttons, because what do you do with them?
Yep.
You know? So, Logan has no idea what's going on with all this DNA stuff, right? He's happily dancing with Tia, falling in love. He's having the best time. He is really crossing the line of like mentor, mentee. Mm-hmm. We don't need to get into it, but it's problematic. And he tells her that he's excited to cook with her and she's the best part of his day and all this type of stuff. And Tia is like, thank you so much, but she's really focused on the competition. She goes over to do a cooking lesson. She like has to do a cooking lesson with Viola, aka her mom.
Because I guess like everybody gets a lesson with the Kringle, I guess, throughout she's not special in that regard. Like, it's not
who
like
who doesn't want to learn how to make Jamaican cuisine? Please.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. I would do that.
I'm down. And she decided like that it stresses her out. Out Tia, and she tells Logan the truth, and she like asks him for time to like think things through, and she's very worried about her dad finding out, and she doesn't want her dad to feel like he is
being replaced.
Abandoned. Yeah.
And then Logan just flips out of nowhere, and he's like, why are you bringing up your dad? Is it because my dad died? I'm offended. And he like runs away.
It was a choice to make as a person in that situation. But what can you do? So he's mad now. But I do just want to lay it out all of. So she and her mentor were getting fresh with each other.
Yep.
She is in a competition where her biological parents are the judges and correct. They don't know it. So that's really stacking up for her. There's a lot of
it's a snowball effect.
A lot of conflict going on here internally for her, I'm sure.
Right. But the competition continues and I'm like, Tia's going to get disqualified for sure. But she cooks. We get a long 5-minute maybe cooking contest thing.
Yeah. Well, she would have gotten disqualified had she told them that, hey, you're my mom and dad before the competition, but she doesn't do that. So they don't know that.
They don't know.
So therefore, no favoritism.
Yeah, of course not.
I'm sorry. No, you could still get your crown taken away. Just ask Vanessa Williams.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't either.
Sorry.
Well, if you know, you know.
I'll ask her, though. Next time, I'm just going to be like, do you know what Patrick means when he says this?
Yeah.
Still your
she didn't anyway. Save the best for last.
What?
What are you talking about, man?
wrong audience. Wrong audience. Yeah. Okay. So Tia
can
wins,
you give me
course,
a clue at what you're talking about? Just a clue.
It's fine. Let's move on. Tia wins competition.
She wins. Yeah.
All right, Vanessa. Yay.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef.
She is tasked with making her meal at a fancy Christmas party the next day.
Oh yeah, her prize is she has to make a fancy meal at a Christmas party.
She has to make more food?
Yes. Her prize is she gets to cater a Christmas Eve party for free.
Boy.
Right. So
congratulations.
The Kringles have got it. They really thought this out.
And so they're at this party. The Kringles are there, obviously. Tia's dad is there. And he gets to talk and what's that? Cake boss is there in person. Yes, I forgot.
I hate to interrupt you, but our wonderful producer, Aaron Shea, has done the due diligence of Googling Vanessa Williams losing her crown and putting the results up on the screen for us. And now I had no idea. I was 1 year old when that happened. She did lose Miss America crown.
Why is that her fault, though? Without her, they were published without her permission. That is,
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't seem fair. She should get to keep her crown. Justice for Vanessa.
Justice for Vanessa.
Yeah.
Free Britney. And so they're all talking now, right? And he is talks about how his wife passed away. Yeah. And so he whips out a picture.
Yeah, here we go.
Are you ready?
Here we go.
A picture of his deceased wife holding baby Tia.
Baby Tia.
And they like take the picture and then they flip it over. And of course, they have written in great detail the date in which this picture was taken.
Of course.
And they start doing they're like, that's an interesting date for us because I had a baby on this day. Yeah. And then they go, were you by chance adopted? Yes. Drops glass. She puts it together. She's like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
You're my long lost daughter.
Tia.
Yeah. And so it's a lot. So Tia just kind of runs out of the room at this point.
Yeah.
A lot to take in.
Fair.
Because she doesn't want them to take her crown.
Yeah.
She's like, they're coming for my crown. And if I run away, they can't take it from me.
Cater this meal for free.
Yeah.
Right. She already did the work.
Yeah.
She cries outside. Her dad comforts her and tells her that he's happy. She found her family and she doesn't need to worry about him. They go back inside and everyone's like, hooray, you're my sister. You're my brother, whatever. And then they go back outside for some reason, all of them. And Logan just comes out of like a gate. And he walks in the snow and he's like, I love you and let's be together. And they make out and the family watches. And I hate that.
And they cheer. I don't like that either. I think you shouldn't watch people kiss without their permission.
Like yeah, it's weird.
Not like that. You could kiss nice.
Did we video a couple kissing at SantaCon? And I wasn't a part of it. You did it.
And they were in the background. There's nothing I could do about that.
You point them out
twice. No.
All right. We got video to prove otherwise.
Well, there we go. And then
I think it's weird if you watch your family kiss. That's weird, right?
We've moved the goalpost now.
Well, I think it's an important distinction.
Yeah, that you did not make initially.
Well, I'm working through it.
You're working through it.
Yeah. Gosh.
We shouldn't watch anyone make out.
Well, okay. It was tough at SantaCon, Patrick.
There's a lot of
every time you turn around.
Sounds like I need to go. They have a Christmas brunch at the end. Okay, we're done.
What do we do now?
Now we pour it up or put a cork in it, and we start with Dan, because you didn't see the movie. What are you thinking?
This sounds like I would hate it. So much is happening. None of it makes sense. Jammed an adoption storyline in there. Bad acting from the cake boss. I am a hard out to put a cork in it.
Okay.
I'm also putting a cork in it. The thing is I don't like dislike the two leads. I actually think that they worked well together. The adoption storyline in this movie is an absolute disaster. And it's so muddy. The whole thing is just a big pile of mud and you're just trying to like make it through and see like, is there anything here? And there's just not really anything there. And him like freaking out. I'm like, great. Okay. I'm kind of on board with this movie. And he does this whole freak out session about you brought up dads, you know, my dad died. How dare you? And then he just comes back in at the end and it's like, I love you. And that's okay. Cool. No, like you're a weirdo. Like just chill. You need to like, take some time. So and anytime these movies end with a declaration of literal love, it's tough. It's tough. So overall, a tough slog for Brandon, and I am putting a cork in it.
Yep, you got to earn that love at the end, and I don't think they really did. This is Tia's last Christmas movie with Lifetime, so I was sad. I'm sad to see her go. She might sign a new contract, but on this contract, this is the last one. And, you know, I would say not successful, a three-picture deal. None of them were good. Put a cork in this one. I love Tia, though.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
She's great.
Who doesn't? Well, we did, everybody. Congratulations. We will be back next week. So close to Christmas, by the way. We'll be back next week with, what is the name of that movie? Holiday Hotline Proposal? The Holiday Proposal Plan.
There it is. That's the one.
Tatiana Ali.
Fresh Prince.
An emo fella.
An emo fella.
Nice. All of that and more, I believe. That's just me judging by the cover art there. We'll see how it shakes out. So join us next week. It'll be our final episode before Christmas, technically.
Wow.
I know.
Boy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's getting real.
Pretty big deal.
Getting real.
Until next time, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast is produced by Aaron Shea.
What?
For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on the Deck the Hallmark family, you can go to bramblejamplus.com. Deck the Hallmark is presented by Philo TV. For a free trial of Philo, go to philo.tv/DTH.